There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
First of all, the taxpayers are footing the bill.
With more than 24-hour financial news programming on television, it's easy to suffer from information overload regarding retirement issues.
But the bottom line, what he's saying is speed counts.
But how many of these programs are helping you and your retirement plan as an individual?
These guys are billionaires for a reason. They invest in different ways.
Fortunately, you've arrived at the right place for a second opinion for your nest egg. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway, featuring the president of Heisey Advisory Group, Ken Heisey, and Steve Mahler, financial advisors with over 60 years of combined experience who specialize in retirement planning. Heisey Advisory Group is here to help you create your roadmap to a successful retirement. Now, here's this week's edition of Your Retirement Highway.
Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of Your Retirement Highway right here on KMOX. My name is Ken Heisey. I'm president and founder of Heisey Advisory Group. And your host, as usual, joining me is Steve Mahler, a wealth advisor here at Heisey Advisory Group as well. And we talk about retirement planning issues and retirement planning topics. Today, we're going to discuss how to determine whether you're physically, mentally, and financially ready to retire. So you might be close to retirement. You might be thinking about it more and more. Perhaps you've even set that unofficial or specific official retirement date. How do you really know, though, truly, if you have what it takes to retire confidently and even make it all the way through that retirement? So today we want to talk about that and help you try and create a little more confidence.
And as always, if you would like to speak with either Ken or me, please give us a call at our office, 314-328-4400. Or you can also feel free to go out to our website, yourretirementhighway.com, and submit questions to us. We get lots of questions from our listeners, and we always appreciate that.
One of the most frequently asked questions that we do get is, do you think I'm properly positioned and have saved enough to be okay in retirement? And really, that's a valid question, but it's not just about the financial part, right? There's all this emotion and the physical part.
And that's really true. I mean, you go from this period where you've worked for 30 or 40 years, and now you're going to transition into retirement, and you do go through some very, very real physical emotion and emotional changes, and you've got to be prepared to deal with those because this is really life-changing.
Well, you've gotten up every morning. You've gone through the same routine. You've gone to your workplace. You've met with the same people day in and day out.
Have lunch with the same people every day.
And that's a big issue, too. We've had some clients that have come through that's one of the hardest things they had to let go of.
They're eating alone for the first time in 30 years.
Exactly. And you're entering that phase, we talk about it, 20, 30 years of unemployment. So emotionally, you have to be able to make that change. And then you have to be very, very careful to not let those emotions affect your investments. That lack of having a regular paycheck makes you start to act and react differently.
Absolutely. And it causes you to potentially go out and do things that you normally wouldn't otherwise do. You're now withdrawing money from your savings as opposed to what you had been accustomed to for 30 or 40 years. And that was putting money into your savings, whether it was literally in your savings account or in your 401k. So that's a tough adjustment to emotionally come to grips with.
And And don't ignore that whole social aspect of retirement, because, again, if you've been part of an office and had a lot of people around, suddenly when you retire, if you don't continue that social interaction, you kind of get within yourself, and that's not a good thing either.
And we hate to just quote a bunch of statistics during the show, because it generally goes right over everybody's head, but I thought this one was really very interesting. It was a study by the Institute of Economic Affairs that found that retirement can actually increase your risk of clinical depression by as much as 40%. So you've really got to be prepared for this life-changing experience.
And the second stage part of that is, are you physically ready to retire? Have you put yourself in a position to be healthy, to be able to do the things you want to do? Some folks are retiring because they don't have the physical health that they once had. But being prepared and knowing how you're going to live out the rest of your life in a physical condition and your health and well-being is important.
And I know if you're listening, these are things that you've thought of. And this whole idea that you've got 2,500 hours to fill and to figure out what you're going to do with that time in retirement is really, really important. And it's critically important, I think, and I think you agree with me, that you stay socially active, you have your circle of friends, and clearly you're going to have to find some new things to do every day, but it's important to stay sharp mentally, stay sharp physically, and I think the end result of that is you'll really enjoy your retirement a whole lot more.
It's what you want to make of it. Do you want to do some volunteer work? Do you have hobbies? It's one of the reasons I always talk about the fact that I'm probably never going to retire, simply because I've got this like type A driving personality that has to be active and going, and I love what I do.
Which means you're not going to golf, as you say, 5 days a week?
The game of golf is not one of my fortes, that's for sure. The other part of this whole physical part starts to become where your health does decline, and you start to look at the need for additional health care. It might be long-term care, it might be assisted living, things of those nature that really add expenses to the program as well.
And I know you and I both know people that have continued to work and maybe delayed retirement for a period of time because they really enjoyed work, and then lo and behold, they retire, and then some catastrophic illness, or in some cases, I've had some friends that have suddenly died after retirement. And I'm sure that those of you out there that are listening right now, I'm sure that you can think of some circumstances like that too. So having your health and being able to enjoy retirement is important.
And folks, we want to help you through this process. So we'd like to have you give us a call, set up a time to visit with us so that we can reach out and help you. We call our process, again, the Retirement Roadmap. If you've saved $250,000 for retirement, give us a call. Come in and sit down with us for a one-on-one visit. We always reassure people there's no pressure in this consultation. It's just a simple, easy conversation. Not everyone becomes a client. In fact, most people were able to at least help provide some clarity and some direction in their retirement. So give us a call, 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400. Come on into the office. You'll get that retirement roadmap review. And here's what that all entails. Number one, you're going to get a retirement income analysis that will tell you what type of an income you can expect in retirement, whether you're on track, what rate of return you'll need on your investments to attain your goals. We'll do a stress test on your portfolio, analyze it, take it through some of the reactions that we had in 2008, show you some comparable portfolios to see how that works so that it can help make sense of it all for you. And then again, that beautiful one-page plan, we call it a retirement roadmap. You get all of this as part of a retirement review. It's all confidential. It's your second opinion on your finances and your retirement.
So remember, you're going to leave with a copy of the booklet, Roadmap to Retirement Income, which is going to help you and be beneficial to you. But the main benefit is getting the retirement roadmap review that Ken just described. It's a second opinion for your retirement plan. So give us a call right now at 314 314- 314-328-4400. Again, the number is 314-328-4400.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to create your roadmap towards a successful retirement, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now, more from Ken and Steve on how to put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking today about the mental, physical, and financial aspects of retirement, and really helping to evaluate whether you're ready on all three phases, not just that financial part, but the physical and mental part as well as what we talked about in the first section. And now we want to kind of get in and translate that over to what most people are thinking, and that's that financial part.
And something I was thinking about as we ended that last segment was that, a lot of these things you can't control, and we tend to get worried about all these things we can't control. And it just made me think to myself and wanted to just mention to our listeners to just focus on the things that you can control. There are a lot of things that that you're not going to be able to determine the outcome. So as you get into this planning phase for retirement and start considering all these things we've talked about, just make sure you focus on the things that you can actually impact the outcome.
So the big question financially becomes, have I saved enough money for retirement? And do I have enough money properly invested to make it all the way through without running out of money before I die?
And if we knew how long people were going to live, this would be a very, very easy process.
You might be asking, can I retire? Do you think I have enough? Will I run out? Should I keep working? Can I retire or not? I think there's some steps that we can take to start to talk about, because you're right. What you said is we don't know when that end date is, and I always say thank God we don't, but you know, it makes it a little difficult. So we need to go through some steps to really understand the financial part.
So you want to make sure that you understand your current budget and your retirement budget in today's dollars, and if you want to sort of plan for some inflation in tomorrow's dollars as well. And I think what this is really going to address is this notion, this concept that we talk about almost every week, and that is you really need to have a plan, and this is where it starts.
Well, you need to know how much you're going to spend, or at least have a good estimate and an idea of what that's going to be so that you can start to set up your income plan. And along with that, having a handle on your debt, if you have any debt that still remains, be it a mortgage or other debt.
And we always like to refer to this as the simple math problem. And so when you're sitting down and you're making those determinations about what your income is and what your expenses are and what you expect them to be, it really is that kind of a simple math problem. You have to know what you plan to spend in retirement, and that has to relate to something. And the something is, what are the resources that you're going to have coming in during retirement?
Absolutely. And don't retire too soon just hoping everything is going to be okay. A lot of people kind of take that plunge, jump into retirement, they haven't thought it through, and the next thing you know, they're in a mess. So really, as you said, sit down and create that plan.
Yeah, and I was just going to repeat that. I hate to be repetitive, but that really is the key to having a successful retirement, is make sure you plan for it.
And be careful of the big splurges. I've seen people retire and go out and buy a new big house or buy a second property in Florida or that big new car. Be very careful of those urgent initial big purchases.
Well, and a big reason for that is that if you make bad financial decisions as you are entering or after you have entered retirement, those can have a devastating impact on what your retirement ultimately looks like, especially if you have a long, healthy retirement that lasts 25 or 30 years or longer. The knee-jerk reaction is to want to go ahead and take a big withdrawal from your 401k because now you have access to it. I'd say have your plan first before you do that.
Well, that goes to the next item, is consult with a financial planner before you decide to retire, not after. sit down with someone that can coach you through these emotions and through these decisions to make sure that you've got everything laid out in proper order, in a proper fashion. It will make you much more confident in your retirement.
And we always talk about the three-legged stool being pension, Social Security, and then the income that your assets can provide. So as you sit down with your financial advisor, one of the things that I think from our perspective anyway, as we do enter into this planning process, is we want to do that math problem that I just mentioned a second ago. The math problem is you're going to spend this amount of money, X amount of dollars in retirement. You know you have a pension if you're fortunate enough to have that. You know you have guaranteed income coming in through Social Security, and you're either going to have a surplus or a shortfall. And if you have a shortfall, you need to know what your assets are going to be able to provide in retirement.
So really, having a written, documented plan on where your incomes are going to come from and what you plan to spend is really critically important to your entire retirement. And we find most people don't have that in a written plan.
They don't, and the tendency, if you don't have the plan, is that you're really flying by the seat of your pants, and the one thing we don't want you to do as you enter retirement is to fly by the seat of your pants. You need to have a plan.
And tying that all together from an income perspective then takes you to that next part of the investment plan. A written plan, a investment policy statement between your advisor and yourself on how your assets are going to be invested and managed to support that income plan, and then connecting that and bringing that all back in and looking at the overall retirement process.
And that's really where it starts. And if you're able to do those things, you stand a much greater chance of having a successful retirement and being able to do the things that you want to do in the twilight years of your life, which could be, as we said, 25, 30 years of retirement.
And then coupling that together is making that decision of when and how to claim your Social Security benefits. You know, we've heard a lot over the last several years on Social Security planning. Some of the choices have been taken away in tax law changes. But overall, there's still some strategies that you need to look at as to how that's going to tie into your plan. Because for some folks, that's the only longevity protection they have. If you have a pension, you have some longevity protection. But if you don't, Social Security may be your only longevity protection unless you get your own personal pension.
And that's the beauty of Social Security. And again, I know people are worried about whether it's going to be there, whether or not changes are going to occur. And those are the things I talked about earlier where you can't control those. Just do the proper planning. And if changes happen moving forward, then a good plan should be able to be flexible enough to make some adjustments if things happen and out of your control.
And speaking of that good plan, again, we want to offer you a personal retirement roadmap review. That's that time, again, where you come into our office, you sit down with us one-on-one, not a threatening appointment at all, and I promise you there's no pressure. It doesn't mean that everybody becomes a client. It just means that you're going to leave with direction on your retirement, your investment planning, and so forth. So call us for that retirement roadmap review. You're going to get three things: a retirement income plan that tells you if you're going to be okay and what rate of return you need. You're going to get a stress test on your portfolio, a one-page financial plan. For the next nine callers that give us a call at 314-328-4400, you're going to get that retirement roadmap review and our booklet, Roadmap to Retirement Income.
So remember, if you're in that retirement or pre-retirement stage, this is a great opportunity. You'll get the book, but more importantly, you're going to get the review that will answer a lot of your questions and give you a lot of the clarity that you're looking for as you move forward. So again, reach out to us. Call us at 314-328-4400. The number again is 314-328-4400.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway on KMOX with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler of Heise Advisory Group.
So in a recent survey by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, they found 70% of the respondents said depleting their savings ranked among their clients' top three worries, along with maintaining their current lifestyle and rising healthcare costs. And according to TIAA's 2016 Lifetime Income Survey, fully 65% of American adults haven't even figured out how much income they can expect to have each month after they retire. So there's a whole lack of planning that I see going on, and I know a lot of you probably are asking these same questions. Is my current income enough to meet all my needs in retirement? And am I willing to scale back my lifestyle in retirement? What can possibly derail my retirement plan goals? And what we have found is that much of our industry gets this whole process backwards. They do the investing first, then the planning second, or maybe not even any planning at all. And that's what we want to help you do is to get that plan in place and start focusing on a retirement plan for success.
We talk about this all the time, and I think the key to what Ken just said is so critical. Do the planning beforehand, before you get into retirement. So give us a call at 314-328-4400 and come in for your retirement roadmap review. Again, that's 314-328-4400.
If you wait till you're retired, or you wait till just before turning in your notice, it's probably too late to do the proper planning. Doesn't mean that you still can't do some beneficial planning, but if you can start doing this before you retire, I think you give yourself a much, much better chance of having a successful retirement. Give us a call at 314-328-4400. We'll look forward to being with you next Sunday.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM. AEWM and HISE Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. HISE Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap, or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group, 314-328-4400, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.